Today on our exam prep series, we are focusing on the underwriting process, a critical topic for the Securities Industry Essentials exam. When a company wants to go public and issue stock for the first time, it hires an investment bank to act as an underwriter. The relationship between the issuer and the underwriter is defined by the underwriting agreement, and on the SIE exam, you must know the two main types, firm commitment and best efforts. In a firm commitment underwriting, the investment bank purchases all the shares directly from the issuer and then resells them to the public. The underwriter assumes all the financial risk. If the shares don't sell, the underwriter is stuck with them. This is the most common type of underwriting for major IPOs. Contrast this with a best efforts underwriting. Here, the underwriter acts more like an agent, promising to do its best to sell the securities but without any guarantee. Any unsold shares are returned to the issuer. The underwriter takes on no financial risk. The exam will test your understanding of who bears the risk in each scenario. For a firm commitment, think, the firm is committed to buying the shares, so the risk is on the underwriting firm. For best efforts, the underwriter just gives its best effort, so the risk remains with the issuer. To handle large offerings, a single investment bank often can't manage the risk alone. This is where the underwriting syndicate comes in. The lead underwriter, also known as the managing underwriter, will form a syndicate of other investment banks to share the risk and the selling responsibility. Each member of the syndicate is financially responsible for selling a portion of the issue. A common exam question will present a scenario where a syndicate member fails to sell its allotment and ask who is responsible. In a firm commitment deal, that syndicate member is on the hook. To further broaden the distribution, the syndicate may invite other brokerage firms to join a selling group. Selling group members act purely as agents. They help sell the securities to their clients but have no financial commitment to the offering. They earn a fee, called a selling concession, for each share they sell, but they don't buy the shares or hold them in inventory. A key distinction tested is that syndicate members share the risk while selling group members do not. A great way to remember this is, syndicate shares the stress, selling group simply sells. The entire process is governed by securities regulations, and a crucial phase is the cooling off period. This period begins after the company files its registration statement, or S-1, with the SEC, and ends when the SEC declares the registration effective. During this 20-day statutory period, no sales of the security can be made. However, underwriters are allowed to gauge investor interest. They can distribute a preliminary prospectus, often called a red herring, which contains key information about the offering but omits the final price and effective date. They can also take indications of interest, which are non-binding expressions of a desire to purchase the securities once they become available. The exam often tests what is permissible during this period. You can't advertise the security, you can't recommend it, and you certainly can't sell it. Think of the cooling off period as a no-sale zone where the underwriter is just window shopping for potential buyers. Traps on the exam often involve confusing indications of interest with actual orders or misstating the activities allowed, remembering that money cannot change hands and no binding commitments can be made during the cooling off period will help you navigate these questions correctly.